What's bugging you?
Why are people so stupid?
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK.
They don't have common sense. There's people my age and older that don't understand freedom.
97.3, The Sky.
Call in now. If you don't get through right away, try back. 877-975-9825. And Holly, what's bugging you?
Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. What's bugging me is the fact that there's a connection between policy and multiple positions within the cabinet and the leadership that a lot of people in our country are not very knowledgeable about. And I appreciate what you guys are doing on your show. You're talking about RFK Jr. and his involvement with HHS and what he's hoping to do with the food supply. And I've traveled all over the world, and I can contest, like what your wife is experiencing in Spain, the food in the United States is dramatically different. But in addition to what the FDA, which, number one, we've got to stop that whole rotation of the pharmaceutical industry and the commercial food manufacturing industry representing themselves within the FDA. Also, the Department of Agriculture. I'm really looking forward to seeing who is going to be head of the Department of Agriculture, because that will also have a huge impact on what the goals are to clean this mess up.
Absolutely, yeah. Maybe our own Wilton Simpson.
Yeah.
Might get pushed upstairs. Let's go to Bill. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is Friday I was coming back from Gainesville on Southwest 34th Street. I've already passed the Farm Bureau, and I'm down to where it's one lane each way. Here comes a log truck. Crosses the line. I'm laying on the horn. He's got his phone glued to his left ear. I'm trying to figure out what tree am I going to hit. And he finally gets back in his lane. I look in the mirror. He's still yakking on his phone. Hmm. And that log trailer was empty, but it stands out. It was a new log trailer, and it was a pretty blue.
Wow. On the lookout and
careful.
Yeah. People on their phones, no matter what they're driving, could be dangerous, but especially something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Pete, what's bugging you?
It is the season for Christmas movies, and you guys were talking earlier about the Christmas Carol version with Captain Picard from Star Trek, Patrick Stewart, which is an outstanding movie. But I didn't hear either of you mention the other greatest Christmas movie of all time. And, of course, I'm talking about Die Hard, Ho, 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 Now I Have a Machine Gun.
Oh, okay, you got us there.
Yeah, the Die Hard thing.
Oh, yeah, they are Christmas movies. They are. It's not a coincidence.
Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is late last week on Fox News, I was watching some congressional testimony where Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz were interrogating your favorite weasel, Secretary Mayorkas, and Ted Cruz was very specifically clarifying that he was asking yes or no questions many times, and no matter how, no matter what, Mayorkas would never give a straight answer. He would always turn it into what Ted Cruz calls, you can't filibuster me back, but it was just so annoying. It was like half an hour long, just no straight answers. Thanks.
Yeah, he will not be missed. Don't let the screen door hit you, for sure. That Mayorkas guy, never did like that weasel. No. Phil, good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is I was not going to call you guys this morning until I really encountered a candidate for the Darwin Award. It was a guy on a rice rocket cutting between two lanes of cars in a damn senior citizen retirement community, the Villages, and he doesn't know what he's playing with. He is going to be a candidate for the Darwin Award, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah. Hey, it could be one of those guys that, he's trying to be young again. It might have been 80 years old. If they wear those full-face masks, you don't always know.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, that's crazy. Tony, what's bugging you?
Well, speaking of Darwin Awards, the Biden administration is bugging me, Bob. As you know, Biden has authorized the use of TACMs deep inside Russia at the behest of Zelensky. I've already reported that Zelensky's looking for a nuclear weapon, and this couldn't come at a worse time. The Biden administration really seems to be going straight into World War III, maybe as a final gift to Trump or as a parting gift as he's leaving. The U.S. government has gone completely insane, and now it's time to get those iodine pills, guys. Thanks.
Hopefully there are some channels maybe where Trump can talk to Putin and say, hey, look, I can't control what's going on right now, but I can tell you things are going to change as soon as I get into office, and I'm begging you to be patient. That might be, you know, the way to handle that. 877-975-9825. And John, what's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. I see where they're going to try to jam up Tulsi, JFK Jr., and Matthew Gaetz for Trump's cabinet picks. I guess they weren't outlandish and freaky enough like Sam Brittain and Rachel Levine were for Biden. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah. What's the big deal if you steal some bags from baggage claim?
On multiple occasions.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you put, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we're all on the same page here. Let's go to Ralph. What's bugging you?
Well, it's still quite a while till the inauguration, and what I'm afraid of is these people are still trying to kill him. You guys have a blessed day. Thank you.
Yeah, no,
it's
you
a concern.
Too.
Sure,
it is
a concern. Yeah,
yeah, and I said as much. I know I've said it on the air. I know I've said it in discussions with other people. And I said I feel like the most dangerous time is going to be between the election,
yes,
and January 20th.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
Transition that's so smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.